KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's 38 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with light rain. We've already seen a few sprinkles over the past hour here at the KJAN studios. We look for a high today near 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen of the Check of State and Local News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In-state news forecasters say a major winter storm is expected to power through northeast and eastern Iowa. National Weather Service's winter storm warning issued this morning calls for snow and sleet accumulations in the northeast part of the state of up to 10 inches or more through Saturday afternoon as the system moves east. The service says winds of 15 to 25 miles per hour will reduce visibility, imperiling people on the roadways. So consider that if you have any travel plans to northeast and eastern Iowa today and into tomorrow. In local news, Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson reports five people were arrested this past week. Early this morning, 41-year-old Ezra Sedina of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for assault causing bodily injury. Yesterday, 19-year-old Caitlin Guybe of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault first offense. On Tuesday, 18-year-old Brayton Waldron of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. And two people were arrested Monday. 37-year-old Magnus Welch of Creston was arrested for theft in the fifth degree. And 30-year-old Casey Sampson of Council Bluffs was arrested on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. All five subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Atlantic City Council held a public hearing Wednesday evening with regard to the removal of a stop sign at 6th and Sunnyside Lane. Mayor Dave Jones explained why the signs are being removed.
We're taking the north and south stop signs out. And then we put some flags to make sure everybody understands that, or there might be some signs out there saying that those traffic does not stop. But basically, when stuff starts, gets going, the ethanol plant, then you get a truck coming up 6th Street, gets going out, you got four or five trucks, you get a truck backed up in the middle of 6th Street, trying to stop and go.
The change was recommended by the Community Protection Committee during their meeting back on January 16th. The mayor admits they currently have no idea how much traffic flow will increase due to the ethanol plant, but it's expected to be significant. Following the public hearing Wednesday, the council held the first reading of an amended ordinance calling for removal of the north and south stop signs. Two more readings are required before the change takes effect. The Cass County Memorial Hospital's emergency department here in Atlantic has been recognized as a 2018 Women's Choice Award recipient. The CCMH Emergency Department scored in the top 10% of hospitals nationwide based on hospital size. CCMH is in the 100 beds or less category. CEO Brett Altman said, "We couldn't be more pleased to receive this recognition of the superior care our emergency department team provides every day." He said this award is particularly significant because it measures objective data based on the criteria women have indicated is most important to them. Altman said that women tend to be the healthcare decision makers for the entire family, so it's rewarding to know that we are meeting their expectations on a consistent basis. Elsewhere in the news, the Creston Police Department says a woman who resides in the 800 block of West Jefferson Street reported Thursday that someone had stolen a flagpole and a flag sometime overnight Wednesday into Thursday. Those items were valued at $75. No arrests have been reported. A man charged as an accessory in the Council Bluff slaying of a homeless man has been sentenced. Court records say 53-year-old Cleo McClellan pled guilty Wednesday and was sentenced to 98 days already served and fined $625, but the fine was suspended. Police say McClellan and 43-year-old Michael Thacker were involved in the November 28th slaying of 34-year-old David Simpson, whose body was found December 11th. He died from blunt force trauma. Police say all three men were homeless at the time. Thacker was found and arrested December 13th in Lincoln, Nebraska. Court records show he's pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder and is scheduled to go on trial May the 8th. Officials of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office said yesterday they'd received a call Thursday morning with regard to threats made at the Sydney High School. Deputies determined that a 16-year-old female student made a general threat against the lives of students, causing them to be in fear of their safety. The student has been charged with harassment in the first degree, an aggravated misdemeanor, and placed at the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. Deputies determined the incident was not directly connected to a previous threat that took place Wednesday. During that incident, a 14-year-old female student allegedly threatened to make a shooting at the Sydney High School. That student was also arrested and transported to the JDC in Council Bluffs. Both were charged with threats of terrorism. There were no names released in connection with either of those incidents. The Glenwood Police Department reports 21-year-old Jacob Wilson of Glenwood was arrested Wednesday for OWI first offense and possession of controlled substance following an accident that happened around 7:30 p.m. Authorities say a pickup driven by Wilson hopped a curb at Coolidge and South Elm Streets in Glenwood. The pickup struck a house at 911 Coolidge, damaging the house and its foundation. Wilson and his passenger both told police the accident happened due to malfunctioning brakes, but there was no evidence at the scene to indicate that any braking attempt had been made. Wilson was cited for failure to maintain control and arrested for OWI. There were no injuries reported. Wilson was being held in the Mills County Jail on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. Damage from the incident amounted to $7,500, and a street sign was struck by the truck, sustained about $150 damage. Also, an accident last Saturday night at the Glenwood High School parking lot caused a total of $4,000 damage. Glenwood police say an investigation revealed 16-year-old Laney Brule of Malvern backed into a parked 1996 Chevy Suburban after an incident in the parking lot led her to step on the accelerator too hard while she was backing her 2000 Pontiac Grand Am. The events began to unfold after Brule and her passenger allegedly antagonized some Glenwood students, who in turn antagonized them back. As Brule was attempting to leave the parking lot, her vehicle was blocked by another vehicle. Brule told police several students turned her to turn around and go the other way. As she tried backing up, she stepped on the gas a bit too hard and ran into the Suburban, which was pushed over the curb and struck a concrete base of a parking lot light pole. The driver of the Suburban was sitting in another vehicle a few stalls away. There were no injuries reported and no citations issued. A traffic stop at a used truck and heavy equipment dealer in Mills County resulted in the arrest Tuesday afternoon of a man on drug charges. Mills County Sheriff's Department said Thursday that deputies of the Sheriff's Office K-9 unit conducted the traffic stop at Vanderhags. Upon investigation and searching the vehicle, marijuana, methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia were located on a passenger, 52-year-old Gregory Neiman. He was transported to the Mills County Jail and charged with possession of meth, third or subsequent offense, possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Neiman's bond was set at $7,300. Sheriff's officials in Platte County said yesterday 36-year-old Ryan Jeffrey Krause of Carter Lake appeared at the sheriff's office on Wednesday to turn himself in on warrants out of Council Bluffs. The warrants were for driving while barred, obedience to peace officers, and open container. Krause was transported to the Platte County Jail and turned over to their corrections staff. And a man from Carson was arrested Wednesday night following a disturbance at a residence there. 36-year-old Gary Allen Cooper was arrested for domestic assault with injury in connection with an incident involving his wife. She suffered apparent minor injuries during that altercation. Elsewhere in area news, Jason Wickheiser, operations officer for the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency, reports that the fire danger index in Shelby County will remain in the moderate category through this weekend. He's asking anyone planning to conduct an outdoor burn to please call 712-755-2124 and your local fire chief in Shelby County. The Iowa Senate has sent the governor a bill designed to address some of the fault lines in Iowa's mental health care system.
This bill is really important. This is a transformative piece of legislation.
That's Republican Senator Mark Shelgren of Ottumwa. The bill is the culmination of a lobbying effort by advocates and work by legislators who agree that the full array of treatment options aren't available within the state for mentally ill Iowans. Senator Amanda Reagan, a Democrat from Mason City, says that's an important change.
This is about serving people in the place they need to be served.
Governor Kim Reynolds tweeted her thanks to legislators for passing the bill. Reynolds says it's a strong step to improving compassionate care for all Iowans. Six access centers will be created around the state where healthcare professionals will assess patients in an acute mental health crisis so those patients aren't stuck waiting in a jail cell or an emergency room for hours or days before getting appropriate care. Senator Jeff Edler, a Republican from State Center, says a bipartisan coalition worked hard for months and months to try and develop the plan.
This is an issue where politics should not even be involved. We're dealing with some of the most delicate needs that Iowans have.
Edler said that when we're dealing with mental health, we need to lay politics aside and do what's right for Iowans. The bill cleared the Senate unanimously on Wednesday and it passed the House unanimously in February. Some Democrats have raised concerns, though, that the money required to implement the changes might not materialize. Senator Shelgren predicts the legislature and governor will follow through.
This is something that I think we can all be very proud of, and I don't think anyone in this chamber would like to see that success fail because we fail to fund it correctly.
The plan has the support of groups ranging from the National Alliance on Mental Illness to the Iowa Sheriffs and Deputies Association. Advocates say there's still a need to address gaps in mental health care, the system for Iowa children and teenagers. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments. They're located at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.